Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Coming to you from the house the Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. And in hour number two, Mike Lindell TV joins our network. This weekend will be the debut. Saturday at noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific, will be the debut of my new weekend show on Real America's Voice. It's official. Thought it was going to be this past weekend, but it was not, because we just couldn't get ready in time. We were trying to beat the clock with producers and directors and contracts, and didn't quite make it. So it'll be next, but it's official now. The network has told me next Saturday at noon East Coast, 9 a.m. Pacific, my new television show, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root. And I think it's the most interesting concept on TV. There's never been a conservative show that counts down from 1 to 10, the most important news stories in America that you've got to know, chosen by me, a real conservative who speaks raw truth. No one's ever done that. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, here's number 1, boom! No one's ever done that before, and I think it'll be a huge hit. And I'm real excited. I can't wait for it. So hopefully you'll tune in. RAV, Real America's Voice TV Network, RAV. And you can find it on Channel 219 Dish, as well as through the Internet, realamericasvoice.com, as well as the usual suspects, Roku, Pluto, Apple TV, Amazon TV, Fire TV, Samsung TV, and the Real America's Voice app at the Apple Store for your phone, any of those places. And that's the story. I want to open up the show today with a story from Australia, which, you know, I used to think years ago that if I ever had to leave America, if we had to get out of here, Australia would be the place to go. I thought it was America, except more freedom and kind of back in the 1950s, 60s. And so, you know, it hadn't gotten as bad as America. Now it's 50 times worse than America. And it all happened that fast. They took all their guns away, and They destroyed everybody with COVID and the COVID vaccine. They demanded everybody get the vaccine. They treated you like if you had COVID, you were sent to a camp, like a concentration camp, but a camp away from your family, away from your business, because you have a sniffles, you have a runny nose. They took you away from your life and your children and your dogs and everything else. And if you didn't take the vaccine, they ruined your life, or they literally tried to put you in prison. Australia is horrible. And now, an Australian radio host, because this is coming to America. You just look at Australia, it's the canary in the coal mine for America. An Australian radio host was attacked for alleged transphobia after he said he was uncomfortable with his young teenage daughter sharing a bathroom with biological males. Paul Campion, one of the hosts of the popular Marnie and Campo show on Queensland's River 94.9 FM, said he felt uncomfortable with his 14-year-old daughter sharing bathroom facilities with a 13-year-old biological male student who identifies as transgender during a discussion about people who are identifying as animals. While the exact comments made by Campion have not been publicly reported, it is known, Campion said he completely disagreed with the Queensland State Government's Department of Education, whose policies mandate that transgender students are allowed to use the bathroom of their declared gender. Campion apparently opposed students with male genitalia being allowed in his biologically female daughter's bathroom. After the discussion aired, pro-transgender activists bombarded the radio station with complaints about the alleged transphobia. This is just so typical, just like America. Michelle Inns, creator of a Facebook group called Parents of Transgender Kids, encouraged people to complain about Campion's comments. River 94.99's Paul Campo Campion is in hot water over comments made live on the air about a 13-year-old transgender student. There is a significant level of disgust in our community for the comments made on the show about transgender children, their access to school bathrooms, in a set, a right that is enforced by Education Queensland. Of course it is. Because that's why we should literally destroy, ban every department of education in America, just like Australia. Because they're all filled with mentally ill, sick people who never do what the people want you to do. They do what a tiny little half of one half of one half of one quarter of 1% care about. Who are all communists and crazy people. Nut jobs. The discussion of a minor's genitalia on public radio is extremely inappropriate, bitterly disappointing after all of our recent community backlash against transgender discrimination in our schools, said this mother of a trans student. And the radio station has allowed this kind of behavior, disappointing. People seem to assume that shared bathroom use is putting their children at risk. It is. Our kids are already struggling with their bodies, incredibly self-conscious. On the Friday broadcast, the show, Campion mostly stuck to his guns. Thank you, the community who had supported him. I'll bet the letters and the emails were like 100-1 in support. My comments are not meant to hurt anyone. They're simply a father trying to maneuver a changing world with his 14-year-old daughter who's trying to understand things she knows nothing about. With limited assistance, I'm happy to discuss this subject because I think we can all learn something. But this is about everyone's feelings and not just one group. If you see my protection and feelings about my daughter is transphobic, not much I could do about that. And then the radio station has now mandated all employees, including Campion, to undergo sensitivity training on how to handle transgender issues. David Wiltshire, the studio's general manager, said the station agreed that discussion around transgender girls sharing changing facilities with cisgender girls should never have taken place on our broadcast. There is the future of America. If something is interesting, if something is a real issue, if something is controversial, we shouldn't be allowed to discuss it on the radio. And if we do discuss it on the radio or TV, you should go to re-education camp. Because there's only one truth. It's the government's truth. And it's the crazy liberal nutjobs in the government who are trying to make weird and strange people seem normal. And trying to make normal people feel literally guilty about being normal. We're not supposed to be normal anymore. Wayne Root and all my buddies grew up. We were all American boys. We liked girls. And we're supposed to feel that we're abnormal because of that? It's just a joke. It really is a joke. I grew up, you know, right around New York City. Went to New York City nightclubs from the age of 18 on and certainly from the age of 21 on. I was at every big nightclub in New York City. And I saw all kinds of weird, different, strange people. And I never hurt one. Never stopped one from getting a job. Never stopped one from getting an apartment. I wasn't a landlord, but I never would have stopped someone from renting an apartment because they were gay, as an example. I was never against someone getting married. If they're gay, you want to get married, you're gay, get married. I don't care. Couldn't care less. But I still acknowledge some of the people I saw in these clubs were strange, bizarre. Some of the men dressed as women in high heels. Some of the men who became women. Strange. I never imagined those people would be running the United States of America and running the education system and telling us what to do and making us seem weird. I'm sorry, but it's just the way it is. Some people are normal, some aren't. I don't hurt the abnormal ones, but I don't think the abnormal ones, men who think they have a vagina, women who think they have a penis, I don't think they belong leading society. I don't think they should be number two at the education department. I don't think they should be number two at the energy in charge of nuclear power in the United States of America. I think it's weird. I think every American agrees with me it's weird. 99% of American parents agree with me. So when the one half of 1% complains, that means they're right? Really? Who made that decision? And that's why I love Trump and I love DeSantis. Those are the two politicians in America that sound the most like me. And here's an update about DeSantis. He is a great politician. He is a brilliant politician. His finger is always on the pulse of what is the right thing to do for the American people. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis missed a $25,000 plate fundraiser for New York gubernatorial candidate Representative Lee Zeldin Sunday night, and he said it was due to an unforeseen tragedy. And no one knew what they meant. What does that mean? Someone in his family die? And it's all because he attended the funeral of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement Special Agent Jose Perez. Perez's funeral mass was scheduled for 10:30 a.m. Monday morning. and the special agent died on August 20th as a result of injuries from a vehicle crash in which a driver struck his car while on duty in West Miami-Dade. The other driver in the accident is facing charges driving under the influence. Boy, do I know that story in Las Vegas. People kill you all day long, 24 hours a day in this town, while they're drunk in their car. But looks like he's going to be charged with vehicular homicide and DUI manslaughter. But there was some confusion about the tragedy that led DeSantis to cancel. First Lady Casey DeSantis posted a tweet early Monday morning, mourning the loss of Perez. Today we mourn the loss of Special Agent Jose Perez, who died in the line of duty with over 20 years in armed forces and more than 30 years in law enforcement. He lived a valiant life serving our nation and state, the entire communities in our prayers. So DeSantis canceled an important fundraiser. People paid $25,000 a person due to unforeseen tragedy. And he later clarified what he meant by that. He would rather be at a funeral for a police officer, law enforcement officer, in the state of Florida than at a fundraiser. And I agree with him. That's a great decision. That's the decision of a man with heart. That's the decision of a smart man whose gut is fantastic. Let's talk about some things still going on in the United States. I've got about a minute left. I'll give you a sneak preview of what's coming up next. First of all, we talk so much on this show about, you know, three or four big topics, and we've been remiss in not mentioning the open borders as much lately just because it hasn't been in the news. But just about 5 million illegal aliens crossed the open border into the U.S. in the first 18 months of the Biden regime. That is the population of Ireland. Just about the population of Ireland came into the entire population of Ireland came into the United States in the last 18 months. And gas prices are still the highest recorded in U.S. history, while Biden and Democrats are acting like they've done you some great service by reducing the prices. Everything's okay now. They're the highest in history. So inflation is raging. You're going broke. You can't keep up with life. Can't keep up with bills. And the border's open, and millions of people are running through illegally. And we're going to talk about that, dig into that when we get back. Wade Allyn.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne L. Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. It's Monday, the 29th of August. We're almost there, man. All of my Vegas friends, we're almost there. We're almost to September and the end of summer and cooler weather. I can't wait. I love Vegas 9 months a year. I don't like it June, July, and August and early September. So another couple of weeks and things will really ease up in the mornings and the evenings. And then by September 15th and on, it's just beautiful here. September, October, November are a perfect 10. I got married last November 21st. That day was a 10. It was like a perfect 70 degrees outside and sunny. You can't say that in most of the rest of the country. Nothing in front of us but beautiful weather as soon as we get by the next 2 weeks. So we're almost there, ladies and gentlemen, in Las Vegas. So you know I'm on a jag always about the COVID vaccine. When there's new news out, I just, you know, I can't wait to share it to let you know how bad this thing is. The UK government confirms, nine of every 10 COVID deaths over the last year have been among the fully and triple vaccinated. I mean, what do you say to that? What does anybody say to that? What does Donald Trump say to that? Come on. What could you possibly say to that? Can you say it works? Can you say 9 out of 10 dogs that get rabies are triple rabies vaccinated? And you'd go, oh, well, I just want to get a vaccine for my dog. No, you'd say, what a failure. Something's wrong. We got to investigate. We got to throw people in prison. This is the biggest hoax in world history. COVID vaccine's a disaster. And the hoax is that anybody who tried to cover up how bad it is. Official figures published by the UK government reveal the fully and triple vaccinated population accounted for over 9 in every 10 COVID-19 deaths in England over the past year. 91% of all COVID deaths since the beginning of 2022. 94% of all COVID deaths since the beginning of April 2022. And what's interesting about this is that means the only people dying of COVID for the most part are the triple vaccinated. But that doesn't even include the amount of people that are dropping dead after vaccination from heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, massive, massive increase in cancers all around the world. The cancers are overwhelming. We have a tsunami of cancer, a tornado of cancer, a hurricane of cancer. It's unbelievable. Cancer is everywhere. And it's all after vaccination. It just explodes cancer in your body, which makes sense because so many experts that I read and I bring on the show all say the same thing. The COVID vaccine causes VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And what that means is it kills your immune system. And the worse your immune system gets, the more likely it is that your body can't fight off cancer. So if there's cancer in your body already, forget about it, as we used to say in New York, especially in Brooklyn. What do you say about that? Forget about it. You're just dead. You're dead. You can't fight back. If you don't have an immune system, you can't fight back. If your body's already ravaged by cancer, it's a terrible, terrible thing. It's a real tragedy, and it's just, the real tragedy is that anybody covered this thing up, and boy, did a lot of people cover this up. You're listening, Dr. Fauci? A lot of people should go to prison for a long, long time. This is mass murder. This is crimes against humanity. This is a vaccine that doesn't work. The crime wasn't creating the vaccine. That's why I love President Trump. It has nothing to do with him. And he wouldn't have mandated it. Nothing to do with him. And if he didn't mandate it, nobody would have taken it against their will. And millions of people who had to take it to keep their jobs would not have taken it. But more importantly, President Trump didn't create it. He didn't manufacture it. Right? He's not responsible for the COVID vaccine. The people who manufactured it, the big pharma companies, if in fact, and it sure appears, they lied badly about the trial results, and lots of people died, and lots of people were sick, and lots of pregnant women lost their babies, and if they didn't disclose that, they should all go to prison for the rest of their lives and have all their money and all their assets taken away from them. This is crimes against humanity. This is mass murder. President Trump's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. It wasn't up to him to figure out this thing worked or didn't. Your doctor tells you it works. You know what this is like? What if a president was in a war, right? United States in a war, and the president is told by the generals that we're winning the war, but we're not winning the war. The president isn't there. He doesn't know. Just like Trump was not in a laboratory. He didn't know. All right. We'll be right back. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Engineered Tax Services, sponsor of the whole show, my good friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS. They help you keep more of your own money. If you own a small business, you've got to call Engineered Tax Services, ETS. They help regular businesses like yours, little ones, medium ones, mom and pop ones. They work with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. They've saved small businesses like yours billions of dollars. They work directly with your accountant. Call them for a free, no-cost analysis. Just say Wayne Root sent you. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519. Or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com, 800-236-6519. Free, no-cost analysis. What do you got to lose? Nothing.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, 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 no.
don't let him go. Look, everybody's entitled to be an idiot. No, everybody's entitled. Okay.
President Biden's way of handling hecklers as he makes an appearance in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Labor Day. The heckler was quickly removed by security. It's the first day of school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday, and State Senator Roland Gutierrez says many students continue to live in fear.
They're afraid when their parents go to go buy groceries or whatever it is that they need to do.
It's the first time kids will be back in school since the May 24th mass shooting that claimed the lives of 19 students and two teachers, one of the two men suspected in stabbing attacks that killed 10 people in Canada, is dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Act.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'll be right back.
right, Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Road Unfiltered. USA Radio coming up in a little while. Lindell TV as well. I want to mention the Fall Flag Gala. Very exclusive VIP event coming up right here in Vegas on Labor Day weekend, meaning this weekend, this Saturday. Half off for fans of war. It'll be a great event. How often do you ever get to go to a major conservative event at the Four Seasons Hotel? I know I've never been to an event. That, how do you like that? Wayne Root's lived in Vegas 20 years. I've been to the Four Seasons. I've been there for dinner a couple times, for lunch once, and for breakfast a couple times, but I've never been to a conservative event at the Four Seasons Hotel in my entire Vegas. Pretty cool. All of you get to do it. You get to do it the same time I do it. The Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, FLAG, is holding its fall gala at the Four Seasons Hotel on the Vegas Strip. I'll be your master of ceremonies for the evening. FLAG has taken all of our founding documents, translated them to plain, easy-to-understand English, like the Wayne Allyn Root Show, right? That's what I do. So that students can read and celebrate the greatness of America. More than 1 million public school students nationwide use their resources. Bravo. Bravo. On September 3rd, this Saturday, I have the honor of emceeing the annual Flag Gala. It's going to be a tremendous evening with great food, great patriots, great venue, the exclusive Four Seasons, VIPs, and GIP, easy for me to say, VIPs and big conservative believers, supporters, and donors from across the USA will gather to hear keynote speakers Kayleigh McEnany, President Trump's favorite press secretary, and yours truly, the MC, Wayne Allyn Root, and Nick Adams, President Trump's favorite author. If you love America, President Trump, and Wayne Allyn Root, trust me, this is your event. Get dressed up. Join me for a night you will not soon forget. This Saturday, September 3rd, Four Seasons Hotel. Get your tickets at 2022flag.com. In other words, the year we're in, 2022flag.com. And use the promo code ROOT to get 50% off. 2022flag.com, promo code ROOT, get 50% off. Chris, any progress? All right. All right. We haven't got our guest yet. Okay, no problem. I got lots to talk about. So I opened the show by talking about Governor Ron DeSantis. And he is absolutely fantastic. I'm a huge fan. And I opened the show talking about the fact that DeSantis attended a law enforcement officer's funeral instead of a big $25,000 per person fundraiser, probably not making people very happy who spent $25,000, shelled it out just to see him and he didn't show up. But you know what? It's the right move. It's the right move for PR. If you want to get elected and be a smart politician, you want to be president of the United States one day. And it's more importantly the right move, period. You know, for the police officer's widow and children and family, it's the right thing to do. It's more important than a fundraiser. So bravo to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who has created, in my opinion, the strongest Republican state in the United States. And DeSantis calls for a reckoning of Fauci if Republicans take Congress. He called on Republicans in Congress to investigate White House COVID-19 advisor Anthony Fauci if they take control of Congress. Fauci may be stepping down, but it doesn't matter. He says if Republicans take control, we need a reckoning on all of this. He added that during the pandemic, Fauci criticized me every step of the way. The 81-year-old White House advisor has been wrong on all the important issues, said the governor. For example, DeSantis said Fauci tried to sow fear in the population that scared a lot of parents when he called for schools to be shut down for in-person learning. We can never go down that road, DeSantis said, adding that Fauci and other federal government officials in the future will again pivot to saying that lockdown measures did not go far enough. So he's right. He asserted that COVID-19 lockdowns caused so much damage to the people, and he is right. And the studies prove him right and prove me right. I was fired by the Las Vegas Review-Journal for that very reason. Go back and look what the editor said. He said, Wayne Root doesn't take COVID serious enough. He's against COVID lockdowns. He doesn't take it serious enough. All of you took it serious. You know what you did? You committed mass murder. You convinced people to commit suicide. You convinced people to... Well, but we're running out of time here. All right, let me jump to our guest. We finally got him. I hope we haven't lost too much time because I wanted to spend a little time with him. It's Paul Manafort, campaign chairman for President Trump's 2016 campaign, author of a new book, Political Prisoner, Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced. We got him with us, Paul Manafort. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. Sorry for the mix-up, but
it's okay. Better late than never, as they say. So we lost a couple minutes, but let's make some hay. What do you think about the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago? Just more par for the course, right?
It's a carbon copy of what they did to me, to Roger Stone. I mean, there's a pattern, and that's why, you know, this administration is doing this out of political design, you know, but the exact same pattern to throw out this crazy idea that the president's sitting on nuclear weapons information that risk our national security, and then start leaking stuff about how he can't find a lawyer to represent him. He's going to be convicted. He's going to get indicted. And always to the same reporters, by the way, who they leaked the Russian collusion stuff to
right.
back in 16, 17, and 18. What they do is the game plan is to convict in the court of public opinion, which is what they did to me, as I talk about in my book. But the problem they have with going after Trump this way is they've done it so many times that the people get it. They understand. First it was Russian collusion, then it was an impeachment, then he made a phone call to Ukraine he should be impeached for, then the January 6th he questioned the results of the election, you know, the biggest risk to democracy, by the way, alleged by people who still haven't represented, recognized Trump's 2016 election, which was, that was a risk to democracy. And so it doesn't work. The American people get it, and it's going to fall flat. But it clearly was an attempt to deflect from the election coming up in November, where they have nothing to run on except Biden's record, and that's a terrible thing to run on.
You know what I say? I'm about to write a column that, the problem with Trump was not that he was too vicious, it's that he was too nice. Trump should be no more Mr. Nice Guy if he gets in again. I think he was way too nice. He didn't indict Hillary. He didn't ask the DOJ to indict Obama. He didn't indict Eric Holder. He didn't go after anybody with Russian collusion or spying on the President of the United States or the campaign of Trump while he's running for president. And yet all of his friends, like you and his lawyer, Michael Cohen and Roger Stone, and they prosecuted all of our people. He didn't do any prosecuting. The truth is, Trump should be much tougher the next time around. That's my opinion.
Well, I mean, look, Trump understood a basic fact on Clinton, which is never in the history of our country has a president gone after his political opponent after he won. That's third world stuff. That's banana republic stuff. That also is Joe Biden stuff. I mean, and Trump is a likely opponent in the future, too. Trump came to Washington to drain the swamp, and he got distracted from day one because they didn't recognize his election and were running this rear guard action, and I talk about it in the book. But he had an agenda where he wanted to focus on the important things that could make people's lives better, because that was at a time when people were suffering. And he turned it around. He turned it around while even dealing with the Russian collusion hoax. I also think that, and I talk about this in the book, when Trump became president, he was an outsider, and he didn't really know very many people in Washington. He just knew the swamp needed to be drained, and he knew that people needed to see that they could trust their government again. And that was his focus. But I think as a result of the last now 7 years, he understands that part of draining the swamp is probably going to be to really expose the corrupt two-tier justice system that exists in Washington today. And then let the chips fall where they may. I think that will be his agenda if he runs, and if he runs, I think he'll win.
Well, obviously, the left must think he's going to win, because they don't seem that worried about Ron DeSantis. They don't seem worried about, say, Nikki Haley. They don't seem worried about former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The only thing they fester on and obsess on 24 hours a day is Trump, 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 and Trump. So they must fear that he is the only opponent that could beat them.
Well, and rightfully so, because the case sort of makes itself. The American people understand. I wrote this book. I finished it the end of last year. So I got the whole first year of the Biden administration into my book, and I talk about, what to expect and what to watch out for and what Americans need to do. And one of the things that, I deal with in the book is the fact that the Democrats' record and Trump's record are the mirror images of each other in the Biden administration. So the case of Trump running for president is made by simply looking at the high points in Trump's term and the low points, and the only points, in Biden's term, on the economy, on energy independence, on the border security, on America First. And that's an easy campaign to run. Here it is. Choose. Now you know what the difference is in president. And there's nobody else that can make that case except Donald Trump. And when you You know, but the Democrats' attempt to make Trump into the lightning rod for this election is because they're trying to motivate their base, because their base is looking at a disastrous election coming up. And it's not going to work. And then they're going to have to face Donald Trump, in my belief, in a general election again with the Republican Congress.
Hey, Paul, we're headed to a break momentarily. The music's about to come on. Can I get you to stay one more segment to talk about the hoax that sent you not only to prison but to solitary confinement and what that was like? We'll talk about that when we get back. You're going to stay for one more
Absolutely.
Segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Paul Manafort is with us, former campaign chairman for President Trump's victorious 2016 campaign. That's why they hated Paul so much, because he won the election for Trump. Author of Political Prisoner, Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced. We'll be back more with Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, when we get back, who spent time in prison. Seems like everybody's close to Trump spends time in prison. No one is close to Hillary or Obama or Biden ever spends time in prison. Even Hunter, the son, who's committed so many crimes, obviously, clearly, my opinion. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then lift it up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Do you have three...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The Roots on fire. Go get capital. I think gold will be on fire. I think it's very clear that inflation is the number one problem in America today and in the world today. Europe is going to be hit with inflation the likes of which no one has ever seen since World War II. It's going to be like the Weimar Republic. How do I know that? Because they're announcing it in Europe. They're saying there's not going to be enough fuel. There's not going to be enough food. Food costs are going to go through the roof. Fuel costs are going to go through the roof. I believe it was the Federal Reserve Bank in England that announced that 18% is going to be the rate of inflation, 18%. In America, when they say, 9, 10, 11%, I believe it's really 20, 25%. So if they're announcing 18% in England, I think it's going to be 30% inflation in England. And today, the Fed chief here in America, Jerome Powell, made a really scary announcement about inflation and how bad it is and how it's the biggest problem. We're all going to feel terrible pain based on what the Fed's going to have to do in relation to the inflation. So I think you got to own gold. You got to own silver. It's very clear inflation is here to stay. I trust Goldgate Capital. They sell physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. And when it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it very easy for you. They'll actually agree to buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. And if you say Wayne Allyn Root sent you, they're going to give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. $15,000. You heard me right. Call them toll free at 855-770-GOLD, 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 or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, back with retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, it is the one-year anniversary of the Kabul airport attack. 13 U.S. servicemen died. President Biden did not care, really never said anything much about it, didn't take any blame for it. Last I checked, I saw a story today that we had the actual bomber under surveillance and we were ordered to do nothing and stand down, and they let him walk up and kill hundreds and hundreds of Afghanis waiting in line at the airport and 13 servicemen from the United States. How bad is it?
It's bad, and it's interesting you should put it in those terms, because the failure of the intelligence community to actually act on credible intelligence is a record that has continued for a long time. And just for your audience to understand, they actually recently took out Zawahiri. Wayne, we had a shot at Zawahiri in 2003. As a matter of fact, the target of Operation Dark Heart, which we had to redact, was Zawahiri. So what I'm saying is many of these decisions that you see are intelligence failures. They're not because of lack of intelligence. It's because of bureaucratic decisions of leadership to not do something with the information. And this is another example that you just pointed out. Yeah, we knew, but someone within the chain of command said, we're not going to do anything. And this is what happens over and over. So I you know, as an intelligence officer, I always resent being told, well, this is an intelligence failure. No, it's a policy failure because we knew. And as you just pointed out, we knew. Someone made a very horrific decision. And I believe that decision probably came from the White House, because many of the decisions I've seen, which have been the most onerous, came directly from the White House, from the political class. And I can tell you this for a fact. If Trump was presented with a shoot, don't shoot scenario like that, and we knew the guy, he would say, go shoot him. While I don't think he wanted to get us into other wars, he would do whatever he could to defend U.S. forces in contact with the enemy. So I do know that.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Tony, didn't we have under Obama, it was 8 years of soldiers being told you can't shoot anyone, forget about a high-profile target, you can't shoot anyone without permission from a lawyer. And then Trump came along and he undid that and said no one right. needs a lawyer's permission to shoot. You got to shoot, right?
Yeah. No, you had to even get permission in some places if you wanted to throw a hand grenade. You know, those who understand basic small unit operations, an infantryman or special operations guy will have a hand grenade. In some cases, they were saying you had to go to the White House for permission to throw a hand grenade. That's how bad it was. And I was in a meeting, I'll just say, with Mike Flynn, where we were going through and talking to the Pentagon leadership about how stupid this policy was. Like, are you kidding me? But yes, that was under Obama, and yes, it was that severe. So Trump comes in and says, hey, I trust you all to do what you need to do. Your job is to win wars. Go do it. Go figure it out. And I think that's what really set him aside. And oh, by the way, Wayne, another reason they don't want Trump back. They don't want to give field commanders that freedom of action to do what's necessary to win. And I would argue our adversaries, including the Russians, including China, they all know this, and that's why I think you're going to see even more. The Afghanistan issue is but one example of how our enemies are observing us, and I think they're going to act very severely next year, even more so than we've seen so far.
Well, listen, my biggest worry and my biggest gut, we've got a minute left, so we've got a second to respond, but my biggest worry is that China is going to invade Taiwan very soon, in the next 6 months to a year at the latest, but probably by December, January. I think China will take Taiwan or try to take Taiwan, and boy, is that going to leave us in a bad situation, right? Quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're trying to figure out the way to minimize the damage because they want the industry, they want the chip making, but they want control. So they're going to try to figure out how to do it, and hopefully push us, keep us out of it, because that's the way that they could do it with minimal casualties. They're going to isolate Taiwan, they're going to do a blockade, and then they're going to go about trying to basically pressure them into surrendering with very little fire. But yes, I agree with you, it's probably going to come next year.
Retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, thanks for coming on the show. God bless you, man.
Oh, God bless you too. Thanks, Wayne.
Coming up next, Michael Lindell TV, right now in about 6 minutes. Coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.